Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. Thank you for staying. I told this story actually 5 years ago, this month, here. But this is a pretty different audience, and it'll probably be slightly different because it's not memorized. So I grew up in the 50s, that innocent era, kind of sandwiched between the beatniks and the hippies. And when I was in high school, they showed us a movie, a film, a propaganda film called Reefer Madness, about the dangers of that horrible, violent narcotic, marijuana. And it could lead to, in this movie, they said, it could actually lead to insanity or worse. So I graduated in 1963, and pretty much the most rebellious thing I ever did in high school was split a bottle of Nature Boy wine with seven of my girlfriends. Then we would all go to Howard's Hamburger Drive-In and pretend to be drunk. So it's not too surprising then that a generation later, when I found a bag of herbs in my daughter's bedroom, I didn't really know what it was. I mean, I obviously suspected it was marijuana. I knew kids in the 80s were doing more than just drinking a bottle of wine together. But I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what marijuana looked like. I didn't know what it smelled like. And I certainly didn't know what it was like to use it. But I also didn't quite know what to do with this discovery. Because my daughter was 18, an honor student, about to graduate from high school and go on a spring break trip with her friend, and was already accepted at Michigan State University. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to sit on this for a while till I come up with a plan. I mean, maybe it's not even hers. Maybe it's not even marijuana. Deep down, I think I knew it was, but I didn't want to know it was. I didn't want to think that my daughter was using this violent narcotic, even though by then I had wised up a little bit. But, you know, I didn't want it in the house. So I thought, well, until I come up with a plan, I'll hide it in my car. And so this is the 80s. Marijuana was not legal anywhere for medicinal reasons or any other reason. But I drove around with it. I went to my part-time job. I went grocery shopping. And then after a couple of days, I thought, well, if it is marijuana, I probably shouldn't be driving around with it. So by now it's the weekend. So I decided to hide it in the house. I was pretty sure I was going to confront her with it. But that Saturday night, I said, I'll wait till Sunday. So that Saturday night, my husband and I went out to dinner and to a movie or something like that. It was our date night, even though by then our marriage was falling apart, which is why I did not tell him about this discovery of mine, because I knew that he would stop the spring break trip that my daughter was planning on taking. So I kept this to myself, and I hid it. I decided to hide it in the bottom of my wastebasket in the bathroom that was off our bedroom, because I knew that, you know, I was the only one that emptied my trash. Nobody would find it in there. So I found an empty toilet paper tube, and I put it inside there, and I put two pieces of toilet paper on each end of it, and I put it at the bottom of my wastebasket. And my husband and I went out to dinner. So the next day, I confronted Leslie with this. Leslie, what is this? Oh, Mom, God, you're so paranoid. It's parsley. Lisa and I were going to do an experiment in science. I had completely forgotten about it. Where'd you find that anyway? I'm like, I didn't think it was parsley, but I thought, well, I'm going to throw it away anyway. So I flushed it down the toilet, and I thought, if it's parsley, no great loss. If it's really marijuana, it was an expensive lesson. A few years later, my daughter told me her version of the story. I think it was a Wednesday that I found it. So that day, a couple of hours later, she's talking on the phone to the girlfriend that she's going to take the spring break trip with. Opens her drawer to see, look at it. Oh my God, Lisa, it's gone. It's gone. Opens the drawer, dumps it out. It's gone. I'll call you back. So she looks all over the house, can't find it, panicking. Of course, it's not in the house. It's in my car. And so that coming Saturday, they knew, Leslie knew, that we were going out to dinner. So she calls a bunch of her friends over to have a search party and while we're gone. And they searched high and low. They searched in drawers. They searched cupboards, under mattresses, the garage, the basement. Nowhere could be found. Then Leslie thought, what would Mom do? And she imagined me flushing it down my toilet. So she went up to my bathroom to see if she could find the empty bag. And she's looking through, and then she sees it. The toilet paper tube with two pieces of toilet paper stuck at the end. Reaches down, I got it, I got it. She found, oh my God, they all go to the kitchen. I found it. So she empties the pot into a new bag and fills the bag that it was in with parsley, puts it back in the toilet paper roll, puts the things on the end of it, puts it right back when she found it. So the next morning when I said, what is this, Leslie? She could honestly say, it's parsley. Well played, Leslie.